We're Dr. Gary and Barb Rosberg, America's Family Coaches. And Barb, we're going to meddling today. I love this topic because one woman that called our radio program said that something happened in her life and it blew her hair back.
Well, that was a number of years ago, wasn't it? We were doing a live call-in radio program, and it was great. And a gal called in from here in the U.S., and we were talking to our listeners, and we just opened up the phone lines and said, how do you tell your husband when you need more non-sexual touch? Gal called in and said, well, I'll tell you what happened. I went to the beauty shop. Was having my nails done, had that manicure, and at the very end of the manicure, the man behind the counter took hand lotion, and he started massaging her arms and her hands. And we just listened with that radio silence, and she says, it blew my hair back. And so we said, well, what'd you do with that information? And she went home. Said she went home and told her husband she needed more non-sexual touch. If that kind of thing could happen in the beauty shop, then she needed to take care of business at home. And we laughed. And yet, you know, that's a reality check for every one of us, because our skin is the largest living organ in our entire body. And it is so full of sensations and the brain. And, you know, when you're getting a good back rub or hand massage or guys, ask your wife whatever it is because she's your expert. But when you are taking care of her skin and you're just revitalizing her, just energizing her, just pouring the love from your spirit through your hands into a back rub, I mean, this woman's changed. There is no pharmacy in the world that can give you the good feelings, the just connectedness that simply non-sexual touch does.
Yeah, Barb, I remember we talked about that that night. And so a lot of people say, well, what did Barb and Gary talk about? And there's chairs at night, you know, after radio shows and stuff. And I remember I just said, Barb, am I giving you enough non-sexual touch?
Yeah, I remember thinking, boy, could I take advantage of this? You know, I could get more back rubs than any woman I know. And I really wanted to. I did. I wanted to tell you lots of things. But that's kind of the bad dog in me. But the good dog measured my words.
Well, honey, we first really began to tune into this when we wrote the book, The Five Sex Needs of Men and Women. And that's in book form, CD, so a book on tape, 8.5 hours. It's awesome. Or a 12-part video series with workbooks for couples and small groups. So a little plug there. But when we did the research with about 600 couples.
And 700.
Said, or 700. Yeah. What do you need in order to have great sex and a godly marriage? And we got an earful, but I was stunned that women mentioned non-sexual touch.
Well, 59% of the women ranked non-sexual touch as a top sex need. In other words, if you are truly connecting to your wife and she's the expert, whether she likes public display of affection, if she likes private, and if she likes back rubs, foot rubs, you talk to your wife about it. She's the expert. But 59% of the women said this is a top need in order to have great sex in a godly marriage.
Well, Barb, so non-sexual touch is the same thing as foreplay.
Absolutely not. Non-sexual touch is
Dr. Rhubarb. Remember Dr. Ruth.
I do.
You're Dr. Rhubarb now.
Well, I'm saying that non-sexual touch is the destination on the map. And
Whose map?
A woman's map.
What about the man's map?
Based upon 59% of women who ranked non-sexual touch as a top sex need. You know, the fun thing about non-sexual touch is it revitalizes you. Gary, don't you love a back rub?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, agree with me here on
yes.
something. Okay, so when you get a back rub, you're just getting renewed, revitalized, re-energized. And you know, when you've got the energy, and now we're putting it back on women, in you, then that destination for another night, which might be of that of celebrating the full full menu, so to speak, and sometimes non-sexual touch can lead to that sense of wanting to go to that other destination. But if you save it for another night, it can be great for a woman. Well, she gets renewed.
Well, we know that non-sexual touch refuels a woman's energy, creates a place of safety, and those are all good things. And
safety is 101 for any marriage.
Yeah. So let's get some additional tips and some takeaway, Barb, because, you know, and these are kind of increasing in intensity. Things that you can do within your own marriage, and non-sexual touch is certainly one of them. But let's look at this thing, because the first 15 minutes, so we're going to start with 15 minutes and get all the way up to once a month. But the first 15 minutes that a man and a woman are together each evening when they connect, so if they're both coming home from work or she's at home working in the home, however it works. But when you connect, you know what? You set the pace for the rest of the evening. So we suggest that you give each other that non-sexual touch. You guys, give your wife give her a long, hard, beautiful, tender kiss. Let your kids catch you doing that. Tousle your kids' hair, but grab your wife, give her a kiss, sit down, ask her how you can serve her, and encourage her, and put aside at least 15 or 20 minutes at some point that evening to unpack your day so you can connect.
You know, they say, too, that every day we should be touching our spouses 5 times a day. Did you know that, Gary?
5 times.
5 times.
Yeah, that's
so
a lot.
Whether it's in the morning where, you know, you give a big hug and kiss before each of you go to work, or you hold each other's hands, count the number of times that you are touching one another during the day. Do you put your hand up on your mate's shoulders just to give him that warm place of, I believe in you? Are you reaching out to them? Are there ways in which you touch with affection throughout the day? Every day, I mean, let us know, are you touching 5 times or more a day?
Well, and then every weekend. So we're going from the first 15 minutes to every day, now every weekend. Barb and I would coach you up to have a scheduled dinner, if at all possible, just with that husband and wife. And, you know, a lot of you are saying, man, that's going to be hard to peel away time from the kids. Well, your kids deserve a break from you, and you deserve a break from them. And so it may be a breakfast, it may be a lunch, it may be a dinner, but peel away some time, tune in. Are there any issues that we need as a husband and a wife to be like-minded, to listen to each other, to encourage each other? Be interesting, be interested, zero in so that you can really connect.
And then once a month, and we do write about this in the book, The 5 Sex Needs of Men and Women, talk about the frequency of how often you are celebrating physical intimacy in your marriage. There might be one of you that is wondering if you could just jazz it up a little bit more as far as frequency. And sometimes you'll never know what's bothering your mate unless you set aside a time to say, how we doing? Do we need more or do we need less? That's up to you. There's a couple that we met a number of years ago, and they were adorable. And in their early years of marriage, Gary, they kind of made a clock, you know, with the hands on the clock, and they would put it on the wall of their bedroom. And they would, I can't remember everything they had, but it was like, not enough, just right, need more, danger zone.
Yeah,
and so
that's good, Barb.
I understand that he would have one arm, one color, and she would have one arm, a different color. And so without saying a word, they'd walk over to this clock.
It was a prompt. Yeah.
And he, if he felt like he was in the danger zone, he'd move his little hand on the clock over to that point. And she got her cue. It was a non-verbal, cute, very loving way to say, hey, baby, I'm crazy about you, but this is an awkward thing to talk about. But we can't afford for it to be awkward in marriage. We've got to let it happen. And oftentimes, we just need more non-sexual touch to fill us up, to give us the energy so that when tonight's the night, you're both ready with your mind, your heart, and your spirit, and yes, your body too, to re-engage and connect and lock those bedroom doors to make time just for you.
So we want to encourage each of you, if you're teachable, we have got this topic, which is a very tender topic, a very honoring topic, but you know what? It's a topic that we need to talk about. We call it the 5 Sex Needs of Men and Women, subtitled How to Have Great Sex in a Godly Marriage. We have it in book form, DVD, as well as CD. Go to AmericasFamilyCoaches.com so we can speak into your heart.